Hello everybody and welcome to the Week 6 Term 4 Staff Podcast. I had a frustrating week. I had my school laptop stolen and that included the full Microsoft Office package. So I've got a message for whoever stole it. I plan to find you. You have my word. Moving on to some more serious things. We've had obviously the stage two exams going over the last couple of weeks and there's one more exam going on Monday. I want to thank all of the staff involved. It's been a large organisational event for the school and has included a whole range of staff and it's been held at the Port Lincoln Hotel and also on the main site. There's obviously a transition stage from exams that are on paper as we move to electronics exams, and I know that that's come with some technical frustrations both on site but also with the SACE board, so I appreciate everybody's patience there. It's obviously the new move from the SACE board and we need to get used to how that is happening over coming years, so thank you to everyone involved. Obviously the Year 12 final gathering happens at 7 p.m. on Monday night. All staff are welcome to this event. It's obviously a very important final stage for our Year 12 cohort that are leaving us. Family and friends are obviously invited, and I would encourage all staff who are keen to be involved to be there before 7 p.m. And I want to thank obviously the staff involved in the organisation of that event. It takes several months to get organised and I appreciate the work there. This coming Friday is the Year 8 to 11 assembly. That's going to be held in the gym. The timing of this assembly is critical because it needs to fit around the Year 11 to Year 12 transition program and also avoids important transition visits from Year 7s coming into Year 8 next year. And we also have wanted to avoid the traditional running of the Year 9 pantomime in Week 8. So we need to have this event a little bit earlier than perhaps anticipated from years gone by. Again, a lot of people involved in organising it. Hopefully there are a range of family and friends that are coming to see some awards handed out from years 8 to 11. And again, if you can have a look at the practical organisation around that during the week, make sure that you get your classes there on time. And again, that's the last formal assembly for the year. I also want to acknowledge the work that's been going on for the Year 10 Boys Group, both in the Bridge Unit and also outside agencies. That was on a needs basis, and I appreciate the staff that had a really quick turnaround. They recognised that we had an issue with a range of Year 10 boys, both this year and obviously in younger years as well. It's been a really positive event. The change in behaviour and attitude of those boys has been quite stunning. And again, the range of staff involved, the most pleasing thing is they came from a range of agencies in different areas of the school and have been able to put something together that's been really constructive. So thank you to the Bridge team. Thank you to the middle school team for putting that together, along with the support from the TLC. The construction group are currently working on a car park slab over by the Oval change rooms. Stewie, the trainer from Carer Training, has got the patience of a saint, and I really appreciate the fact that he's worked with these boys. There's been a lot of frustrations. There's been a lot of temper from those boys. But look, overall, I've seen them over the days really come together as a group. And I really appreciate the fact that that course has been organised under a flexible arrangement. And I'm looking forward to seeing the physical result of the slab. And it's certainly going to be something that the Clontarf staff are going to be used daily. There's lots going on and I appreciate that. Just one final thing, I wanted to mention we had a really positive leadership meeting on Thursday after school. It was with regards to our plans for next year and in particular the site improvement plan. I've encouraged all of the leaders to talk informally with their staff, both in faculty meetings, in line management meetings, but also on breaks around what the plans are for next year, and we'll have a formal rollout of the SIP during the student free days. One of the critical things in the SIP has been the recognition of pastoral care and the importance of that and how we can actually look after our students from a pastoral care point of view. We are looking for a new name for pastoral care. not only from a timetable point of view in the first 10 minutes of every day, but also really extracting why pastoral care is important to the school from a staff point of view, from a parent point of view, and from a student point of view. And I think that what happens in pastoral care will become very clear once we work out the why. So please talk to any of the leadership team about the plans for next year, and in particular pastoral care. And to finish off, I want to go on a diet, but I have way too much on my plate at the moment. Have a lovely week, everybody.